You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Tell you what, back in 1996, I didn't think I'd be sitting here at 2025 discussing the logistics of Biggie's funeral. Not at all. Or Tupac's murder or any of this. All these years later, I mean, my goodness, almost 30 years now. And we are still discussing this with literal breaking news. We're going to go into some of the new allegations that have come out in the documentary on Netflix, 50 Cent's Diddy, The Reckoning doc that is out right now. And a very interesting piece that is discussed on here and the allegations that are made. Obviously, Diddy has maintained his innocence and all these things. He's made statements about this. You can certainly find them online. He's denying these allegations, saying that this is basically, you know, it's a bunch of lies and blah, 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 blah. So he's saying that all this is bullshit. But there's a lot of other people that's saying it's not, and we're going to talk about that. And I'd love to get your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. You'll find us, and there you can comment on this video. You're like, why are you saying that? I'm watching you on video right now. Because there's a podcast element to this program, too. And actually, more people listen to that than actually watch us. So, vice versa, if you're listening, if you're watching, go check out the podcast, too. Press subscribe over there. If you're listening, check out the video on YouTube and hit subscribe there. Anyway, March 18th, 1997, Brooklyn, New York, thousands of people lined the streets to say goodbye to Christopher Wallace, a notorious B.I.G., gunned down in Los Angeles 9 days earlier at 24 years old. It was one of the largest funerals in hip-hop history. If you were there, you remember it. The prosecution rolled through Bed-Stuy. Fans wept on the sidewalks and standing at the center of that grief, positioning himself as the man who'd lost his best friend. That was the narrative going forward. His brother. Not like literally his brother, but, you know. Sean Combs. You remember what came next, right? Well, it was a little ditty from Sting. I'll be missing you. Yeah. Diddy and Faith Evans on radio. Every radio station in America started playing this song. Remember? It's kind of hard, but you nod around. No, you're in heaven, smiling down, watching us. So we pray. And then he's like dancing around and shit. I can't spin because my cord here will rip. And nobody wants a ripped earpiece cord. Dancing around. Let me just put this in perspective. Radio stations that didn't play rap played this song. That's a big deal. That only happens to very specific songs. Like the adult contemporary stations that were jamming out to like Chicago and Celine Dion and John Cicada and Gloria Estefan were also pumping Diddy rapping to I'll Be Missing You because it had the Sting sample in there. Everyone played this song. It was big. And when you were there at that moment in time, you thought, oh, this is a man grieving. My God, look at this amazing tribute that he's making to his best friend. This is stunning. This is beautiful. Now we're hearing the rest of the story. So what is the rest of the story? Well, looks like this was one giant narcissistic muse now, wasn't it? Look at this martyr on stage dancing around. He just lost his best friend, his biggest artist. Except, turns out, Biggie was bigger in death than he was in life. That song became one of the best-selling singles of all time. Diddy built a mythology on that death, the loyal friend, the man who loved Biggie so much, he turned his pain into art. For nearly 30 years, that's been the story. For nearly 30 years, it was like every interview Diddy goes into, it's like, I'm so sorry for your loss. Here's the part that allegedly got left out. According to Kirk Burrows, the co-founder of Bad Boy Records, the man who was there from day one, Diddy looked at the bill for that massive funeral and decided, oh shit, I'd rather get some more Cristal than pay for this shit. Let's put it on Biggie's tab. That's the allegation. That is the allegations. Biggie's estate was who was billed for it. So he bills Biggie's estate allegedly for this hoopla, this massive, massive funeral and all the event and pomp and circumstance that normally doesn't go with a funeral, but went with this funeral. And at the center of all of it at the time, well, it wasn't the corpse of Biggie. It was Diddy dancing around in this white outfit. Oh, isn't he pure? Isn't he just, gosh, he's mourning. In the new Netflix documentary, Sean Combs, The Reckoning, Burroughs describes how Diddy announced they were going to throw the biggest funeral in New York had ever seen. And then when he saw the price tag, he allegedly made it a recoupable charge to Biggie in death. let that just sink in for a second. The man who rode that funeral into superstardom, literally rode it like a float at a Macy's Day Parade, used the moment to cement his image as a grieving loyalist, allegedly handed the invoice to the family of the man in the casket. He got the mythology. Biggie's mom got the bill. That's the allegation. Now, before we go any further, let's talk about who's making these claims, because Diddy's team is already calling this documentary a hit piece. They're calling it BS. They're calling it a vendetta to protect a vendetta project from 50 Cent, who executive produced the series. And look, 50 and Diddy have had beef for years. That's real. But maybe there's a reason. But here's the thing. The people talking in this documentary aren't internet commenters or clout chasers. They haven't had the beef the way that those two have. They're the people who helped build Bad Boy Records. Kirk Burrows, co-founder, he co-founded the label. He handled accounting. He took handwritten notes in journals, notes that are shown in the documentary. He's been trying to tell his story since the early 2000s. He sued Diddy in 03. The case got thrown out on a technicality. The allegations were deemed too old, but Burrows never changed his story. And now, with Diddy sitting in federal prison after being convicted on prostitution-related charges this past summer, Burrows is finally getting his platform. And he's not the only one. The documentary features former Bad Boy artist Mark Curry, who wrote a book about this in 2009. It features Aubrey O'Day from Danity Kane, producer Lil Rod Jones, former security, former staff. These are insiders, people who were in the room. And the picture they paint isn't complicated. It's damning. Let's go back to Biggie, because the funeral allegation is not where this ends. According to Burrows, after Biggie died, Diddy allegedly tried to alter the rapper's contract with Bad Boy. Listen to this. Biggie had just signed a new deal right before his death. Burrows claims Diddy wanted to secretly change the terms, make them more favorable to the label, without notifying Biggie's family. Because even though Biggie's dead, someone's still going to profit off of this. Someone's going to get the proceeds. His estate is going to get, you know, the rewards, the profits of his work. He had already recorded Life After Death. There was plenty of other recordings that were going to be profited off of in the future. And no, that shouldn't just go to the record company. It goes to the estate of the person who made that work. So the man's barely in the ground, and allegedly the paperwork was already being shuffled. Burrow says he refused to go along with it. 90 days later, he was fired. So what does that mean exactly? Well, let's say you have a contract. You got a whole bunch of pages in that contract. Okay, you read through it. This is when you're alive. Okay, you're at the last page. Sign here. Okay, sign. That's the contract. It's all stapled together. Boom, boom, boom. This is what's that. What Diddy was allegedly proposing was, okay, let's take the staple out of this contract. Let's go to some of those middle pages that have the actual terms of the agreement on who's getting paid what, and let's make it more favorable to Bad Boy, not to the estate of Biggie. And just slip that stuff in there like that. And that last page, it's already signed. We're not going to touch that. But those middle pages, let's mess with that. It's illegal. You can't do that. It's extremely unethical. But that's the allegation, that he wanted to do that so no one would know that, well, you know, he's dead now. So I should probably, no one's going to know if I make more than he does. And if it looks like he signed it, well, nobody's going to question that. He wanted me to have this money. He wanted Bad Boy to be a bad boy for life, right? The allegation is that. Burrow says he refused to go along with it. 90 days later, he was fired. And wait, there's more. Before Biggie was killed, he'd reportedly secured a Rolling Stone cover. Would have been a major moment for Biggie. Yes, Rolling Stone. The allegation is Rolling Stone said, hey, we want to put Biggie on the cover. in validation on a national stage. And at that moment in time, Biggie was huge. Diddy was not. Diddy was still the producer in the background. The jealous, weird side guy that was hanging out on everything. He was like, oh, who's that guy in these songs? Okay. He wasn't the spotlight, man. And Diddy did not like that, allegedly. According to Burroughs, when Rolling Stone reached out and said, we want to do the cover, Diddy called back and demanded they pull this idea. Why? Because Diddy's solo album, No Way Out, was coming out in July, and he allegedly decided he needed that cover for himself. Think about that timeline. Biggie, still alive. He has a cover story locked, and allegedly, his own label head, the guy he's supposed to be building his career, Bigfoots him because the spotlight needs to stay in one place, and then Biggie died. And Diddy got more magazine covers than he could count. And a Grammy. And a number one single. And an image as a loyal best friend. Here's the part nobody wants to say out loud. For Sean Combs, Biggie's death might have been the best thing that ever happened to his solo career. And these allegations, if they are true, he was positioning himself to benefit from that relationship long before the bullets flew. Fun little fact that's just coming to my mind right now. There was a copy of Hits magazine. I don't know if Hits is still around, but Hits was a magazine. Orangish cover, Diddy's dancing on it. There's an image of me in that magazine back in my radio days. You know, it was like some event. I don't remember. It was something. I wasn't with Diddy. It was nothing to do with Diddy. It was a magazine that covered the music industry. But I have a copy of that. I remember it's in some box somewhere. And I remember that was the cover of the magazine. It was probably 2001-ish. If you happen to have a treasured copy at home, which I'm sure I'm probably the only one that does, in a box in my garage. I remember that. There's a me and some radio people. I don't remember what the hell we were doing. Probably some artist or something at the radio station. Now, here's where the story shifts, because what happened with Biggie wasn't an exception. According to multiple people who worked with Diddy, it was the template. Let's talk about Craig Mack, a little flavor in your ear. Most people under 40 probably don't know that name. And honestly, people who knew the music probably still don't know his name because he wasn't promoted properly. Craig Mack, boom, 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 put a little flavor in your ear. Bad Boy's first star. It dropped in 1994 and put the label on the map. The remix featured Biggie, LL Cool J, Busta. It was massive. Craig Mack should have been set for life. Instead, according to a 2024 Rolling Stone investigation and multiple sources, he was essentially shelved. His second album got delayed for years. He clashed with Diddy over creative control and was allegedly punished for it. In 1996, Mack filed for bankruptcy, not because he was reckless, but because he was reportedly trying to escape his Bad Boy contract. He argued it was financially destroying him. He almost got out. Suge Knight, of all people, offered him a deal to come to Death Row Records, a $200,000 advance, a $1.25 million recording budget, a fresh start. But according to Mack's ex-wife, Roxanne Hill Johnson, when Bad Boy found out, Diddy was enraged and Craig Mack got scared. He backed out. The bankruptcy filing was withdrawn. Hill Johnson's quote from that Rolling Stone piece is hard to forget. She said Diddy became a vindictive bastard and really stuck it to him. Craig Mack's career never recovered. He bounced around, put out an album that went nowhere. Eventually, he left the music industry entirely and joined a religious commune in South Carolina, a doomsday group allegedly led by a self-proclaimed prophet. He died there in 2018 at 47 of heart failure. He was broke, he was forgotten, and the label he helped launch became a billion-dollar empire. That's some flavor in your ear. You'd think that story would be an outlier, the cautionary tale nobody repeated. But the documentary makes it clear it kept happening. Mark Curry was a rapper and songwriter who worked with Bad Boy for about a decade. He appeared on Biggie's posthumous album. He's on Bad Boy for Life. He co-wrote Come With Me, which, by the way, still a great jam. Come With Me. The Led Zeppelin sampling track from the Godzilla soundtrack. He was, by any reasonable measure, a contributor to some of the label's biggest moments. And according to Curry, he was never properly compensated for any of it. In his 2009 book, Dancing with the Devil, How Puff Burned the Bad Boys of Hip Hop, Curry laid out the alleged playbook. He claimed Diddy would insert himself into artist tracks so he could charge special guest appearance fees. Fees the artist wouldn't even know about until they got their royalty statements. He claimed Diddy would put his own cars in music videos, then bill the production budget for rental fees, and claim tax deductions on top of it. He claimed Diddy muscled his way into songwriting and production credits he didn't earn. And perhaps most gallingly, Curry described how Diddy would flaunt his wealth directly in front of the people he was allegedly bleeding dry. Diamond-encrusted cars, mansions, all of it on display, while Curry was wondering how he'd pay rent. The Wikipedia page for Mark Curry, updated as recently as this week, notes that Curry wasn't even invited to the recording sessions for albums he ended up appearing on. He showed up anyway. He wrote songs anyway. And according to him, it was still treated like a nuance, or a nuisance, rather. Eventually, Curry wrote his book partially as leverage. He admitted that in the text, he thought maybe if Diddy knew the dirty laundry he was about to go public with, he'd finally, you know, deal fairly. It didn't work. The book came out, Curry still broke, and the industry barely blinked. If all this feels like ancient history, let me bring you up to 2023, because it don't stop, it won't stop, can't stop. Rodney Lil Rod Jones is a producer who got tapped to work on Diddy's album, The Love Album, Off the Grid. He spent 13 months embedded with Combs at his house, on his yacht, in his world. The documentary features footage Jones shot during that time. He was there. He was recording. He thought he was going to be part of this amazing project. It was going to be his big break. Diddy's first album in 13 years, and you're like one of the main producers on it. What was he offered for producing an entire album for one of the richest men in hip-hop? A number that only came out allegedly after he produced the album? You're thinking, of course, this is going to be great. I'm going to make bank on this. Less than a part-time employee at a closed-down family video. $29,000. $29,000. For context, that's less than a first-year public school teacher in most states. For over a year of work on a major label release, and according to Jones, he still hasn't been paid. Jones is now suing Diddy for sexual assault. He's made other allegations that go beyond the financial, and those are for another conversation, but the money part alone feels, and it tells you everything about how this machine allegedly operates. You dangle access, you promise opportunity, you extract the labor, and then you move on. So what happens to the people who push back? Well, Burroughs was fired and says he was blacklisted for 25 years. He ended up in a homeless shelter. Craig Mack's career was destroyed. He died in obscurity. Mark Curry wrote a book, Nothing Changed. He's worked a series of jobs outside the music industry for years, including at one point a juice bar in Miami. Aubrey O'Day, who was in Danity Kane and later Diddy Dirty Money, says she was kicked out of the group after refusing Diddy's alleged sexual. I don't think she was in Diddy Dirty Money. I could be wrong about that, but I don't believe so. I want to be clear on that. I think there's some confusion there. But Danity Kane, for sure, kicked out after refusing Diddy's alleged sexual advances. In the documentary, she reads explicit emails he allegedly sent her. She talks about being separated from the other girls in the group, groomed, isolated, and when she didn't comply, she was out. The message, if these accounts are accurate, was consistent: play the game or disappeared. And if you try to tell your story, good luck getting anyone to listen. And then there's a final insult. A few years ago, Diddy made a big public gesture. He announced he was giving artists back their publishing rights. He returned catalogs to Mace, The Locks, The Estate of Biggie. It was covered as a magnificent act. Look at this. A man making things right. Mark Curry wasn't impressed. He posted a video on Instagram asking the obvious question, what's it worth now? Because here's the thing about publishing. The money is in the exploitation, the licensing, the royalties, the sync deals. By the time Diddy gave those rights back, he'd already extracted decades of revenue from them. When the songs were at their peak, the catalogs were picked clean. Returning them was like giving someone the keys to the house after you've sold all the furniture, ripped out the copper wiring, and let the roof cave in. Hey, nice structure. It's got good bones, right? Curry said he wanted $1 million in cash so he could actually plan the rest of his life. Instead, he got a piece of paper that said he owned songs nobody was paying for anymore. Generous, huh? Here's where I land on this. Sean Combs built one of the most successful empires in music history. That is not disputed. Bad Boy changed hip hop. It launched careers. It shaped a generation of sound. It was the soundtrack to many of our upbringings in the 90s. But according to the people who helped build it, the co-founders, the artists, the producers, the staff, that success came at a cost. And they're the ones who paid it. The funeral for Biggie wasn't grief. If those allegations are true, it was branding, a performance designed to position one man as the heartbroken loyalist while the estate of the dead artist picked up the tab. And that wasn't a one-time move. According to testimony spanning three decades, it was the model. The relationships were transactions. The loyalty was leverage. The contracts were traps. And every time someone tried to push back, they were erased. Burroughs put it simply in the documentary. He said, you've abused everyone and used most everyone. There are horror stories like this all throughout. 30 years of horror stories, and now finally people are listening. Not because the stories are new, but because the man at the center of them is sitting in a cell. And for the first time, the mythology can't protect him. Give me your thoughts in the comments section. This has been a very fascinating docuseries. I have a lot more thoughts. I have a lot more videos to come on this. I just finished the whole thing last night. There's a lot of pieces I want to dig into here, and I hope you'll join us for it. So please do press subscribe so you don't miss any of that. We're also trying to get to 100,000 subscribers here by the end of the year as of our recording. So if you don't mind, if you're enjoying this content, hit subscribe on YouTube. If you're listening to this on a podcast platform, Apple Podcasts, wherever it may be, please, on YouTube, do a search, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. You will find us there, and hit subscribe. And please, in the comments section, give me your thoughts on all this. Is this all insane? Is this all crazy? All a bunch of lies, like Diddy is claiming. Or is there truth to all of these stories from all of these people? It's one thing when one person is saying something that seems to be completely out of line with one's character. It's another when you literally have just people lining up left and right in like a cacophony of so many people that worked with this man, all having similar horror stories. That's a pattern. It certainly shows something. It shows a side and it exposes a piece of him that he certainly never thought anyone would see, or he never thought was bad. It was just part of him because he's a bad boy for life, remember? So that all comes with the territory. He was kind of saying that for all this time. Did we not take him seriously enough? Did we just think, oh, that's a good slogan there. You know, you're a bad boy, you know? It wasn't like... it wasn't Tyrannical Monster Records. It was Bad Boy. One sounds a lot less bad than the other. Again, your thoughts in the comments section. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now. And don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese, oceans and sunsets. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors looking for a custodian who can help them go further. With all the wealth services, technology, and support an RIA firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabious. Find your match and learn why custody is just the beginning at schwabious.com.